Today's Amud is Yevamos Mem Beis Mem Aleph. We're holding on Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, the second line from the bottom, by the words Tan Rabbanan. So we're continuing to discuss the Mishnah. The Mishnah had mentioned the Din of Havchana, which first of all by Yevama means that when Reuven dies and Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam, so Shimon is not allowed to be Miyabimer, they're not even allowed to perform Chalitza until they first wait 3 months. They have to wait 3 months. After 3 months pass, so then Shimon could go ahead and Shimon could do Yibam or Chalitza. But they first have to wait 3 months. And the Gemara explained why they have to wait, but that's the halacha, they have to wait 3 months. And the Mishnah had said that hu adin by any time you have a woman who was previously married, so then there's also a din of havchana. Any time a woman was married to a Reuven in the world, and then Reuven dies, or Reuven divorces her, and now she wants to marry a Shimon in the world, not that Reuven and Shimon are brothers, they're not brothers, but let's say then after being married to Reuven, she then wants to marry someone else, a Shimon in the world. So the halacha is that she has to wait 3 months, she has to wait 3 months, and we'll discuss that, Emir Tzashem, in the Gemara Amem Beis Amin Aleph. So says the Gemara now, first finishing our conversation, our discussion about the Yevama, says the Gemara that Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, that Yevama Shechaltzu La'achim B'Saych Shleisha, if let's say Shimon did Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven during the 3 months, he did not wait 3 months like he was supposed to, so the halacha is Tzricha La'amtin Shleisha Chadasha, is that Mrs. Reuven is still going to have to wait 3 months until she could go ahead and get remarried, meaning that the 3 months still apply, even though Shimon did the wrong thing by performing Chalitza, she's still going to have to wait 3 months from when Reuven died before she could go ahead and get remarried. Potentially she'll need a new Chalitza, but that's the halacha. However, la'achar shleisha, if the chalitza is done after 3 months, like it's supposed to be, if let's say Shimon waited 3 months, like he's supposed to, and then he did chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, so then ein sricha lahamtin shleisha chadashim, she does not need to wait an additional 3 months. We'll see in the Gemara that there's a tzad to say that maybe there should be 3 months from the shas of chalitza, meaning maybe she should have to wait an additional 3 months. However, the Gemara says, the Braisa says not, the Braisa says that once she does Chalitza after 3 months, she does not need to wait an additional 3 months. Havya shleisha chadashim she'amru mishas misas abav ulo mishas chalitza sayavam, which really is telling us a rule, it's a klal, that when a yavama, when a shemeres yavam has to wait 3 months, it means 3 months from the misas abav, from Reuven's death, but not from when Shimon did chalitza with her. So now ask the Gemara that why is that true? Maishna miget. Why is it that she does not need to wait 3 months from the Chalitza? Why is it any different than a get? The Rav Amar Mishas Nesina, Ushmul Amar Mishas Ksiva. The Gemara in Gittin brings the Machlaikis, if Reuven gives a get to his wife, to Mrs. Reuven, and now Mrs. Reuven wants to go ahead and marry Shimon. So the halacha is, like we said before, the Mishnah says all women have to wait 3 months after being previously married before marrying someone else. So if Mrs. Reuven was previously married to Reuven, and now she wants to marry Shimon, she's going to need to wait 3 months. So Rav says that the 3 months count from when Reuven handed Mrs. Reuven the get, whereas Shmuel says, you know, that the 3 months are counted from when the get was written. The reason for that is because once the get is written, so then it's already chal isar yichud. Mrs. Reuven is not allowed to be together with Reuven. So therefore, there's no need to wait 3 months after the Shas Ksiva. We already know from then and on that they weren't together. So there's no need to count from the Shas Ksiva. We only need to count from the Shas Nesina. We only need to count from when it was written. Because as soon as it was written, they weren't allowed to be together. And Mamela, so the 3 months of when we're trying to figure out whether or not she's pregnant, it could start already from the Shas Ksiva. However, Rav says that no, Rav says you go based on when he actually gives her the get. So the Gemara is asking that just like by Gittin, you find that we go based on a few Rav, we go based on when Reuven actually hands Mrs. Reuven the get. So too by the case of the Yavama, Chalitza should be considered similar to the Nesina, and you should count from the Nesina, you should count the few Rav, you should count from the Chalitza. And perhaps even more precisely, what the Gemara is asking is that the Gemara in Gittin explains that why is it that Lafi Rav, why is it that you go based on the Shas Ksiva? on the Shas Nesina. Well, Chayr Shmuel is right. Why should we wait till the Shas Nesina? As soon as they wrote the get, they weren't allowed to be with each other. So why should we be concerned? Why should we wait until the Shas Nesina? Why should we wait until Reuven actually handed over the get? So the Gemara in Gittin explains that Rav was concerned that if we would go based on when the get was written, so it could be the get might have been written 2 months before Reuven actually handed the get to Mrs. Reuven. There might have been 2 months that passed. Now, if Mrs. Reuven is then handed the get 2 months later, and she only waits one more month before she gets remarried, so people aren't going to know that the get was really written 2 months earlier. People are just going to say, ah, so she only waited 1 month. And they're going to think that there's no such halacha that you have to wait 3 months, because look, Mrs. Reuven only waited 1 month. Now, they're not going to realize that, yeah, it's because the get was really written 2 months earlier, and really it was 3 months from the Shas Ksiva. People aren't going to realize that, and they're not going to realize that there's this din that you have to wait 3 months. And the question is that that same chashash applies to chalitza, because if, let's say Mrs. Reuven, she had her chalitza done to her from Shimon. They did chalitza, and then she gets remarried a month later, or right away, right after that. So people aren't going to realize that, oh, it's because really the husband died already 3 months ago, or at least 2 months ago. People aren't going to realize that the husband died far earlier. They might assume that, oh, she did chalitza because her husband just died, and then look, she waited a month, or she waited 2 weeks, and then she got remarried. And they're not gonna, and they're going to think that there's no such halacha that you have to wait 3 months. So the same chashash that Rav had by get, that he said that you should go basar the Shas Nesina, you have by chalitza as well, and we should say that you have to go by the Shas chalitza, not by the Misas Habal. So why is it that the halacha is that you go based on the Misas Habal? Why don't we say that she has to count 3 months from the chalitza according to Rav? So the Gemara says that in a Chanami, Be'etzem, you're right. In Svara, you're 100% right. That should have been the din. But Amar Rava, we can't do that. Because Kavu Chaymer, we have a Kavu Chaymer that it should be Mutter. We have a Kavu Chaymer which would tell us that it would look very strange if we did not allow Mrs. Reuven to get remarried right after the chalitza, and we made her wait an additional 3 months. Because Isser Kareis Hitarta. Because people are going to look at the situation and they're going to say, it's very strange. I was there by Bezdin when they did the chalitza, and Bezdin told the Yavam, if you want to, you could do Yibo. Now wait a second. So that means they were assuming that Mrs. Reuven was not pregnant, because if she's pregnant, she's an Eishes Ach, she's not falling to Yibam. So they gave full permission to Shimon to be Miyabe Mrs. Reuven. They took their chances with an Isser Kares. They were Matir and Isser Kares with the assumption that Mrs. Reuven is not pregnant, and they were willing to take a chance with an Isser Kares. So now Isser Lav L'Kol Shekein, you're not going to allow her marry someone L'Shuk because maybe she's pregnant. You're not going to allow her marry someone else now because maybe she's pregnant, and then what? She's over on the Isser of Yivyama L'Shug. It's an Isser Laisa, say. It's a lav. There's no kares with that lav. So it's going to look so funny. It's going to look like Bezdin is clowning around over here. They were matter kares, but not a lav. It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, we had nothing to do. We can't say that she has to wait 3 months from the Shas Chalitza, because then it's going to come out the Bezdin was matter the kares and not the lav. That can't be. We can't do such a thing. And that's why we don't count an additional 3 months on the chalitza. We only count 3 months on the Misas Habal. The Mishnah had said, V'chein shar kol anashim, that the same halacha applies to all women. Anytime you had a woman who was previously married to one husband, so she can't get remarried now to a second husband until she waits 3 months. So says the Gemara, that Bishlam Yavama Kedamran. I understand the Yavama, you have to wait 3 months, because like we already explained the reasoning. Because if they don't wait 3 months, if Shimon tries to be Miyabe Mrs. Reuven right away, so it could be they'll discover that really Mrs. Reuven is pregnant from Reuven. Really she has a child. And she really doesn't fall to Yibam. Really, she's an Eishes Ach. She's an Isser Kares. So because of that chashash, we don't allow them to be do Yibam right away. And we tell them that they have to wait 3 months. So that makes a lot of sense. Elishar kol anashim amai. But why is it that in general we tell a woman who was previously married that she should have to wait an additional 3 months? Why is that the general halacha? There's no Eishes Ach on the line. So why is it that we normally tell a person that they have to wait 3 months? So says the Gemara, two terutzim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman quoted from Shmuel that the reason why we care very much for a regular woman to wait 3 months before marrying a second husband is because we need to make sure we know who the father is. Why is that so important? We shouldn't, it's important, but like, why is that a reason that we should have to do this, make a takana of waiting 3 months? Mishum de amar kra, because the Torah says, liyais lecha lelekim ulezaracha acharecha. That Hashem says, I'm gonna be for you as a Hashem, I'm gonna rest my shechina over you, ulezaracha acharecha, and for your children after you. So we darshan from here, we learn from here, that the shechina is only shayra and klal Yisrael when yichus is known. Yichus has to be known. It's not enough that maybe the father is Ruvay, maybe the father is Shimon. We need to know exactly who the father is. That's the only time you have Leah Yisuchah Elohim, only when it's Ulezaracha Acharecha, when it's your children are after you, means you know the Yichus of the child. So from there we say that that's why a regular lady has to wait 3 months, Lahavchen Bein Zari Shel Rishon LeZari Shel Sheni, to be able to decipher, to figure out whether the father is Ruvay, the first husband, or if the father is Shimon, the second husband. That's a very important thing to know. Not that Reuven and Shimon are brothers, again, they're two random people, but we need to know if the father is the first husband, Reuven, or if the father is the second husband, Shimon. That's what Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, but that's why we always wait 3 months. It's because in order to have Shechina being resting in Klal Yisrael, meaning, of course we know the reason. The reason is because we want to know who the father is. The question is why is that so important? So the first answer is that that's important because that causes Shechina to rest in Klal Yisrael. That's what Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel. Now, Masiv Rava asked that if that's the reason, so then I have a kasha from the following Braisa. The Braisa says that Lafichach Ger V'Giyayres that this halacha of waiting 3 months applies also to a ger and a geiris. If you have a non-Jewish man and woman who are married to each other, as Goyim, and then they both decide to convert and marry each other as Yidden, halachically marry each other now as Yidden, so the halacha is that they have to wait 3 months after the conversion before they marry each other. That's the halacha by Geirim, they need to wait 3 months. Now, halacha mai lahavchenika, the question is over here we know who the father is. We know that this Ger, who was a guy, and now he's a Jew, he's the only man that this lady was with. So we know who the father is. So what type of havchana is there in this case when it's the Ger and the Geris that are marrying each other after they convert? So says the Gemara that Hachanami ika lahavchin bein zerash and nizra bekedusha zerash alay nizra bekedusha. There's still that avchana that applies over here, not to know who the father is, but to know what status the father had at the time that the wife conceived, or what status did the wife have at the time that she conceived. We want to know, did she conceive while she was a gaya, or did she conceive while she was Jewish? We need to know the status of the child. So the only way we can know the status of the child is to know when. When did she become expecting? When did she become pregnant with this child? Was it while she was a Gaya? Or was it after she converted? So that's why there's a din of waiting 3 months by a Ger. Al Kopanim, this was the first teretz. This is the teretz of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rava says a different teretz. Rava says that the reason why we need to know, it's important to know who the father is, it's because of Gzeira Shema Yisa as Achaisa Me'aviv. If we don't know who the father is, so you're going to have many different issues when it comes to the halachos of arayos. Issue number one, Rava's going to list a few. Number one is that, first of all, he might end up marrying his sister. Meaning, this suffix child might just, for whatever reason, assume that Shimon is his father. In the meantime, really, Reuven is his father. He might be assuming that Shimon is his father, and he's going to go ahead and marry Reuven's daughter that he had with a different wife. He's going to marry Reuven's daughter. If he marries Reuven's daughter, it could be really Reuven's his father, and it comes out he's marrying his sister. So that's one problem you could have. Another problem you could have is that also it's a gzera that maybe he'll go ahead v'yabim eishes achiv me'imai. He might end up marrying, he might do yibam with an eishes ach, but it's not his eishes ach from a father, it's just his eishes ach from a mother. Meaning, again, he might be assuming that Shimon is his father for whatever reason. And Shimon has a son, a different son, a Vavdei son. Shimon has a son that died without having any children, and the wife now falls to Yibam to this Suffolk child. Now the Suffolk thinks that he's a child of Shimon, that this wife, this his brother's wife now falls into Yibam. In the meantime, really the wife doesn't, because it's only Eishes Ach Me'imai. It's not really, it's Shimon is not the Suffolk's father. Really, Reuven's his father. So he's going to go ahead and perform Yibam with an erva, with the chi of karis, with an eshes ach me'imai. So that's another chashash. A third chashash is that v'yaitzias imai l'shuk, that you might have a case where, again, they might be thinking that Shimon is the father of this kid, when really it's Reuven's, but they're thinking that for whatever reason Shimon is the father, and if Shimon dies, Shimon dies, and there's no other children besides this Suffolk child. Shimon dies, so now really, really, technically speaking, the mother now falls to Yibam, because she didn't have any children with Shimon. But she thinks that she had this child with Shimon for whatever reason. They thought that this Suffolk child is Shimon's kid. In the meantime, it's Reuben's kid. She's going to go ahead and get remarried without doing Chalitza, because she just assumes that she had a child with Shimon. She doesn't fall to Yibam. In the meantime, she does fall to Yibam, and she's a Yavam al-Lashuk. So that's a third problem you might have without waiting 3 months. And then the fourth problem you could have, says the Gemara, is that the Yiftur as Yivimtei Lashuk. You might end up patering his Yavam al-Lashuk, which means that you might have that, let's say, Shimon has another Vadei child, who we'll call Ben Shimon. Ben Shimon is a Vadei child of Shimon, and then you also have the Suffolk child who, for whatever reason, is assuming. Or let's say Reuven has a child. Reuven has a Vadei child, so we'll call him Ben Reuven. So Reuven has a child, Ben Reuven, and then you have the Suffolk child who, for whatever reason, he's assuming that he's Shimon's kid, even though really he's Reuven's kid. Now, if Ben Reuven goes ahead and gets married and he dies without having any children, so people might assume that the Safek is really Shimon's kid. For whatever reason, they're assuming that he's Shimon's kid, and it comes out that Reuven has no other sons. So Reuven has no other sons, so Ben Reuven's wife doesn't fall to Yibam. There's no one who she falls to. And they're going to allow Ben Reuven's wife to get remarried to Shuk without doing Yibam. So they're going to pat her from Yibam, even though really she does fall to Yibam. So that's a fourth chashash that you're going to have. So because of all these different chashashos, that's why it's very important to know, to be very clear who a person's father is. We don't want to take any chances of any of these things happening. And Rashi goes through how this would affect also by Geiris, by Gerni Geiris, by how these Chashashes would apply. But that's how Rava says that's why it's important in general by a woman to wait 3 months before she marries a second husband. Now, Masav Rav Chananya, ask Rav Chananya though, that we learned in the Braisa, that Bekulan Ani Kairei Behen, with regards to all women who the Mishnayis say that they're Asr to get married, that the Chazal Asr them, the Rabbanan, to get married, to do Yibam, all of them, Ani Kairei Behen Mishum Tekanis Erva. All the women who are Asr Mid Rabbanan, it's because of the Chashash of an Erva, it could lead to a Rayas. That's why all of them are Asr. However, Vikan, when it comes to Avchana, the reason why we tell the woman that she has to wait 3 months, and that no one can marry her within the 3 months, it's Mishum Takanas Vlad. It's not because of Takanas Erva, it's because of Takanas Vlad, because we want to know who the father is. So that's what it sounds like. So that sounds very much like Shmuel's Pshat. Vim Isa, if Rava is right, that the problem is because of a Chashash Erva, so Kulu Mishum Takanas Erva. It's not because of Takanas Vlad. Havchana is also because of Takanas Erva. It's because of all these different Chashashes. So it says the Gemara in Achanami. That's what the Braisa means. That normally it's more direct. It's because of a Chashash Erva. As opposed to Hai, when it comes to Havchana, it's Mishum Takanas Vlad. It's in order to help the Vlad, the Loi Lifka Buhu Erva. So that through the Vlad, we shouldn't come to an Isser Erva. But it's through the Vlad. So that's why it's called Takanas Vlad, even though it also has to do with Arayas. So this is not a kasha on Rava's Pshat. Now the Gemara is going to go back in general to the general din of waiting 3 months. So in general, we said that any woman who is previously married, so before she marries a second husband, before she marries Shimon, she has to wait 3 months. Why? Because we want to make sure we know who the father is. We want to make sure we know if Reuven's the father or if Shimon's the father. We want to know who the father is. Now the Gemara is going to ask that this l'chaira could be accomplished without waiting 3 months. Maybe it could be accomplished by waiting 2 months, 2.5 months, 2 weeks, 1 week. The Gemara is going to go through all the other different possibilities. Just an important piece of background information before we begin is that in the times of Chazal, the Metzius is that a woman did not give birth to a living child during the 8th month. There was no such thing as giving birth during the 8th month. That was an impossibility. Another Metzius that existed, at least Bizman Chazal, is that there was no such thing as a pregnancy that lasted more than 9 months. So there's no pregnancy that ended in the middle, at least in a healthy birth, in the middle of the 8th month, and there's no such thing as a pregnancy that lasted more than 9 months. So with that Hagdama in mind, says the Gemara, that Bishlam attempted Shtei Chadashim V'Tinasei Lai. I understand why the halacha is 3 and not 2. I get it why 2 months is not a possibility. We're definitely not going to allow the wife to wait 2 months before marrying a second husband, because the hainu sveika. That's gufa going to lead us to a suffix. That's exactly the case that could lead us to a suffix, because if she marries a second husband, if she marries Shimon, and she has a child 7 months later, so then we'll have a big suffix. Ibar tisha l'kama, ibar shiva l'vasra. Is this child a 7th month pregnancy from the first husband? She waited 2 months, and now it's 7 months later. In total, it was 9 months since she was married to her first husband, and she got pregnant from the first husband. Or is it a bar shiva l'basra? Or is it a 7th month pregnancy, and she got pregnant right away from the second husband? So we would have this suffix. So I get why the Mishnah didn't give an option to wait 2 months. But ask the Gemara, Elatamtin chaydesh echad v'tinase. Why don't we say to wait 1 month? L'chayra, 1 month would solve the issue. Because like we said before, a lady is unable to give birth in the 8th month. So l'chayra, if you wait 1 month, we'll be good to go. V'in l'shiva yalda, if she gives birth after 7 months, 7 months later, she has a baby. So there's no chance that this is an 8th month baby from the first husband, because then the baby wouldn't live. So it must be that high bar shiva labasra. It must be it's a 7th month baby from the second husband. V'i litzmanya yalda. And if she gives birth 8 months later, so then also it can't be it's from the second husband, because a lady can't give birth in the 8th month to a healthy child. So if she gives birth eight months later, we'll know that high bar tisha lekamahu. Then it must be that the child's a 9 month pregnancy from the first husband. And anything more than 8 months, we'll know it's from the second husband, because it can't be that you could have a pregnancy that lasts more than 9 months. So the chayra, by waiting 1 month, you solve the issue. You're not going to have any sveikas. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Because inami litmani yalda, it could be she'll give birth 8 months later, and that won't be a raya that the child, that the father must be the first husband. It could be that the father is the second husband. Ah, but we said a lady can't give birth to a healthy child in her 8th month of pregnancy. Yeah, but who said she's in her 8th month of pregnancy? It's true she had a baby 8 months after marrying the second husband, but that who said they got pregnant right away? Ikalamema de basrahu, it could be that the father is the second husband, and Dilma ishtuhe ishtahi chaydashachad viyaber, maybe she took her a month before she got pregnant from the second husband, and really she's in her 7th month. Really it's not 8th month, it's really her 7th month, and it took her a month until she got pregnant, and really the father's the second husband. So by waiting a month, you might still have sveikas. But ask the Gemara, then you have another question though. V'tamtin shnei chadashim u'mechtze v'tinase. Why are we making her wait a full 3 months? L'chayra, you could just wait 2.5 months. Wait 2.5 months, why make her wait longer? She wants to get remarried. Why make her wait 3 months? L'chayra, you could get away with just waiting 2.5 months. How would that solve our issues? Because di'i l'shevi yalda, if she gives birth 7 months later, so that would be 9.5 months from when she was married to the first husband, so then you know, hai bar shiva l'basru, the father must be the second husband, because a pregnancy doesn't last more than 9 months. V'i l'shisu palga yalda, and if she gives birth 6.5 months later, which means it's 6.5 months later, and she waited 2.5 months, which means it's a full 9 months from when she was married to the first husband, so then hai bar tisha l'kamahu. So then it must be that the father is the first husband, and it's a 9 month pregnancy, because the Gemara right now is assuming that you can't have a pregnancy for less than 7 months. So if she gives birth 6.5 months later, it must be that the father is the first husband. Di'i bar basrahu, because if the father would be the second husband, so bar basrahu, so then bar shisu, a woman wouldn't have a healthy child 6.5 months into her pregnancy. To which the Gemara says that that's just not true in Mitzias. Even if she gave birth, it could be that she gives birth 6.5 months later, and we would still have a suffix that yes, it's true. It might be a 9 month pregnancy from the first husband, but ikalamemer de basrahu. It might also be that this is the second husband's child. The Amr Marzutra, explained that a filu l'man de Amr yoledes latisha ini yoledes amikutain. Even according to the man de Amr who says that a 9 month pregnancy is always a full 9 months, not 8.5, 8.3 weeks, 8.2 weeks. It has to be a full 9 months. But yolda l'shiva yoledes amikutain. There's some sort of norm of giving birth from 7 month pregnancies, and when a lady has that type of process where she's giving birth into her seventh month pregnancy, sometimes it could even be 6 months and a half, 6.5 months, 6 months and 3 weeks. It could be into the 7th month, and that works. And how do we know that? We have a pasuk by Shmuel. Shenemar, the pasuk says that Shmuel was a preemie. Shmuel was one of these babies. The pasuk says Vahila Tekufa Sayamim, that she gave birth. Chana gave birth to Shmuel after Tekufais and Yamim. So Tekufais means a season. Each season, there are 4 seasons in the year. Each season is 3 months. So Miyat Tekufais Ishnayim. The word Tekufais is plural. So that means she gave birth 2 Tekufais later. 2 Tekufais is 6 months. And then Miyat Yamim Ishnayim. And then Miyat of days is 2 days, 6 months and 2 days. So you see, she was into the 7th month and she was able to have a healthy child. So you see that a person could give birth in less than seven months. As long as she's in the 7th month, there is such a process like that of giving birth into the 7th month. So therefore waiting 2.5 months won't suffice, because maybe she'll give birth 6.5 months later and will have a suffix. 6.5 months later, is it a 6.5 month pregnancy from the second husband, or is it a 9 month pregnancy from the first husband? So that's not an etza. But ask the Gemara, different etza. That v'tamtin mashuhu v'tinase. Why don't we just tell her to wait just a little bit? Rashi says a week or two. Tosfos points out it can't be 3 days. Within 3 days, it could be that she still became pregnant from the first husband. It has to do with the halachas, the metzias of when a lady could conceive from zera up to 3 days later. Al kapanim, asked the Gemara, why does she have to wait any sort of long, extensive periods of time? Let her just wait a week. V'tamtin mashuhu v'tinase. Let her just wait a week. Get remarried. Marry Shimon. Now and then, v'chimalu shloisha chadashim. When 3 months are over from when she was married to her first husband, meaning if let's say she waited 1 week, so let her now wait 2 months and 3 weeks. 2 months and 3 weeks later, a full 3 months from when she was married to her first husband, but it has not yet been 3 months from when she was married to the second husband. Let her go ahead and live zuka. Just go check her. Rashi explains that there's a certain way of checking by her chest area. You could see if she's starting to produce milk. A woman 3 months after, 3 months into her pregnancy, she starts to produce milk. So there's a way of checking her. You could check her when it's exactly 3 months from when she was married to the first husband, and it hasn't yet been 3 months that she was married to the second husband. Check, see if she's producing milk. If she's producing milk, so then you know that she's pregnant from the first husband, because it hasn't yet been 3 months from her marriage to the second husband. And if she's not producing milk, so then you know any child that she has is definitely not coming from the first husband, because it's already been 3 months. So why don't we give that etza of waiting just a week, and then using this bedika to figure out who the father is. So says the Gemara that technically that would work, but Amar of Safra in Baitkin Esa Nesuais. Now we don't want to check, use this bedika when it comes to married women, shelo yizganu al balehen, because we don't want their husbands to be disgusted by them. Evidently, if you would do such a bedika, so it would make her look a little bit disgusting in her husband's eyes, and therefore we do not want to rely on this bedika. Instead, we tell her that she has to wait 3 months. Ask the Gemara, still, let her wait only a week. And it's true, you don't want to do this bedika. Fine, that might make her husband feel uncomfortable. But there's a different bedika you could do. V'nivdika behilucha. You could check her as she walks. Now, I don't really get the metzias here so much, but the way Rashi explains is that when a lady is pregnant and she walks over soft dirt, so you'll see her imprint in the ground. You'll see it will make a mark, because the baby's in her stomach, it's going to weigh her down, and it'll make a mark. Now, if you would ask me, I would say it depends how heavy the lady is. Meaning, if you're telling me a lady might make a mark in the ground, it should depend how much she weighs. I don't know. If you can have a skinnier lady who's pregnant and still weighs less than a bigger lady. So I don't know exactly how this bedika works. But that's what the Gemara says. That there's a certain way of checking her as she walks. And if she has a baby in her stomach, so then it's going to make an imprint in the ground. So you could check her, and that's not going to make her look disgusting by her husband. So seem disgusting. So why wouldn't we rely on this etza? Have her just wait a week, and then wait 2 months or 3 weeks later, do this bedika, have her walk, see if she makes an imprint, and then you'll know if she's pregnant. So says the Gemara, that Amar Rami Bar Chama, that Isha Mechape Atzma. And that there's a certain way a lady could do this. She could walk over the soft dirt, and she could walk in a way that even if she's pregnant, she won't have a print. And she might do this on purpose. She might do this on purpose. She might hide the fact that she's pregnant, because she's going to want people to think that the father is the new husband, is her current husband, kidei sheyirish bina benichsei baila, so that her son should get the yerusha from her husband, from her current husband. Let's say he's very wealthy. She might want him to get the yerusha from her current husband, and and therefore we don't want to rely on this Eitzah, because there's a way, it's not foolproof. There's a way that she could cover it up, and therefore that's not a good Eitzah. Instead, we tell her that she has to wait a full 3 months. Now, ask the Gemara a completely different question, related but different. That Hecha de Kimla de Meuberesi Tinase. That's fine. I get it now. Why it has to be 3 months and exactly 3 months, not 2.5 months, not more than 3 months. 3 months is the shear. But let's say we would know a month in. Let's say 1 month in, after she got divorced or widowed from her first husband, we see that she's pregnant, meaning she conceived from her husband 2 months before they got divorced or 2 months before he died. So let's say a month in, after she was already married to her first husband, a month in, we see already that she's pregnant. So once we see that she's pregnant, so we know who the father is. We know that the father is the first husband. If so, Hecha de Kimlan de Meuberesi Tinase, if the only reason to wait 3 months is just because we want to know who the father is, so why can't, if you know that she's pregnant from the first husband, why can't a second husband now marry her? Why can't she get married now to a second husband right away? Alama Tanya, why is it that we learned in the Braisa that she's not allowed to, that lo yisa adam uberes chaveira, yomenekes chaveira, that a person is not allowed to marry his friend's ex-wife if she's pregnant or nursing? Why is that the halacha? And more than that, we learned that vimnasa, that if they do get married, so yaitzi, we force them to get divorced, v'yachzor elamis, and we don't even allow them to ever get remarried again. Why is that the halacha? We know who the father is. What's the issue? So says the Gemara that it's a gzeira shematasa ubara sandal. This is a totally different gzeira. The reason why we don't want a woman who's pregnant or nursing to get married to a second husband, or let's say in the case of Muberes, even if she's pregnant, we know who the father is. The reason why we don't want her to get married to a second husband is because we're concerned that maybe she'll become pregnant from the second husband as well. In addition to her pregnancy from the first husband, she might also become pregnant from the second husband. And that new baby might come in and squish the first one. It might make Ubara sandal, it might make the first one into a sandal. It might make it squished, and therefore we don't want her to get pregnant a second time. Well, ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the concern, so then Didei Nami. So then even when it comes to a person's own, her regular husband, it's not a regular husband and wife. A husband and wife, the wife becomes pregnant, it should be also for the husband to continue being together with his wife until the wife gives birth, because maybe he's gonna make her pregnant a second time, and it's gonna squish the baby. So says the Gemara, no, by a standard husband and wife, we don't have such a concern, because Ilaman d'amram yisham b'maych, the Ilaman d'amram min ha-shamayim yirachamu. So then, minashamayim yirachemu. We had a machlekes earlier in the Masechta. One man, the Amar, says that by a meuberes they could be mishtamish b'maych. They could use some sort of olden day birth control. And there's another man, the Amar, the Chacham, say that no, not to use a maych. But anyways, there's no concern because Hashem will make sure things work out okay. So therefore, by a regular husband and wife, we don't have to make any sort of gzeira that the husband can't be together with his wife while she's pregnant, because either they'll use the maich or we'll rely on the fact that Hashem will make things okay. We'll ask the Gemara, so then by Muberes Chaveira, you say the same thing. Hachanami, ilamad amr b'maich b'maich, ilamad amr minashamayim irachamu, minashamayim irachamu. You have the same explanation that we could use for marrying Muberes Chaveira. Say that a person can marry Muberes Chaveira, and there's no concern that maybe you'll have an ubara a sandal, because they'll use a maich, or we'll rely on the fact that Hashem will work things out. So says the Gemara, Ella, there's a different reason why by Meuberes Chaveira there's a problem. It's Mishum Dichsa. It's not because we're concerned that the second baby might squish the first one. It's because Dichsa, we're concerned that the Tashmish itself might cause the baby to get squished. That's why we don't want someone else marrying her. Well, ask the Gemara, Ihachi Didei Nami. So that even by a regular husband and wife, that concern will apply. You'll have Dichsa, that maybe the Tashmish itself might kill the baby. Says the Gemara, no, because Didei Chayasi Lave. When it's his own child, so he'll have compassion, he'll make sure that they have the Tashmish in a way that it won't squish the baby. But ask the Gemara, Hachanami Chayasi Lave. And if it's someone else's baby, then he doesn't care about murdering the baby, he doesn't care about killing the baby. That doesn't make any sense. Of course, even if it's someone else's baby, he'll be very careful. So again, we're still lost. What's the reason why a person cannot marry Muberes Chaveira? So says the Gemara, Elam, the reason is like this. It's because Stam Muberes Lemenika Kaima. It's generally a standard lady who's expecting, who's pregnant, So soon she's going to be nursing, meaning the assumption is that she's going to give birth to a healthy child, and therefore we don't want her getting pregnant because duma i'abra u'ma'achar chalava. It's because maybe she's going to become pregnant again, and that's going to ruin her milk supply. And if that ruins her milk supply, she's not going to have milk to feed the baby. U'katlale, it's going to kill the baby, meaning that she doesn't have any milk. The baby's going to die. Well, ask the Gemara, ihachi, if so, so then didei nami, that concern should apply to a regular husband and wife as well. Even when it's his own baby, even when it's his own baby, we should have this problem that he can't be with her while she's pregnant or while she's nursing, because it's going to ruin her milk supply and then the baby's going to die. So says the Gemara, no. When it's his own baby, he'll make sure to supplement, and no milk, he'll make sure to give eggs and milk or other, meaning not from the mother, but other milk, in order to help the baby live. But so ask the Gemara, and if it's her baby from a different husband, why don't we say the same thing, that he'll supplement with milk and eggs? Says the Gemara, no, because that's already expensive. That much, her husband won't give her that, because it's not his own kid. Being that it's not his kid, he's not going to give her the milk and the eggs, and that's why we don't want a person marrying Uveris Chaveray, because it might end up being that she'll lose her milk and have nothing to feed the child. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? She'll have something to feed the child. She could go back to the Yarshim of her first husband. She'll go back to her first husband's family, and she'll say, listen, I had a baby with him, and this baby is his baby. And therefore, she'll go to court, she'll take his family to her ex-husband's family to court, and she'll say, you guys have to help me with child support. It's his baby. You have to pay money for child support. But buy the eggs and buy the milk. So the baby won't starve. She'll be able to go to court and be able to claim these things. So says the Gemara, it's true that technically that would work, but Amar Abaye, Isha Baisha Lavoi LeBezdin, incredible thing, that a woman is so embarrassed to go to Bezdin, she won't do that. Vahiregas es bina, she'd rather kill her son, she'd rather have her son die of starvation because she's so embarrassed, she's so shy, she's not going to go to Bezdin, and therefore that's the concern. So that's why when it comes to Muberes Chaveray, the lacha is that a person's not allowed to marry Muberes Chaveray, because it might ruin, or even Menekes Chaveray, because it might ruin her milk supply, and the baby will end up dying. As opposed to a regular husband and wife, where even if the lady loses her milk supply, it's not a concern, because the husband, being that it's his own kid, he'll make sure to supplement, even though it might be expensive, and to pay for food for the baby.